The president-elect prepares to give up the Barackberry. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Barack Obama says he's still clinging to his BlackBerry, but it looks like aides will pry the smartphone from the presidential hands in short order. The Secret Service and Obama's lawyers say the Verizon BlackBerry 8830 World Edition phone is too much of a security risk, even though data that passes through a BlackBerry is scrambled to prevent unauthorized eavesdropping. Maggie Reardon covers wireless technology for CNetNews.com.
All kinds of wireless communications can be hacked, right? I mean, BlackBerry does encrypt the traffic that travels from the device to their servers and then through their whole network. And that traffic is encrypted, but, even things that are encrypted can be hacked. And I think that's a concern that if he's writing something that, obviously hackers are going to think that he's a number one target and they could intercept that communication.
How realistic of a threat is that, though? Yes, everything is ultimately hackable, but it would seem to be, given the benefits of maybe the president having a smartphone, which allows him to sort of stay in touch with the world and not rely on his aides so much to let him know what's going on, it seems like a risk worth taking to me.
I wouldn't diminish it really as a threat. I mean, you've got sort of the leader of the free world talking on a wireless device, and I think that, that's a very real threat in terms of hackers who want to get access to that. And it's not unheard of that this type of hack could happen. I think that, I guess you do have to outweigh, how connected do you want him to be sort of to the outside world? But I think, there is a legitimate threat there. And then I think the other concern is from a legal standpoint, a lot of folks are saying that these emails that he's sending could be, made public, under the Presidential Records Act or the Freedom of Information Act. And I think that's a little bit of a concern, too. For Obama and his folks, you don't want these communications to be tied up in court proceedings if something were to happen. It just sort of exposes him to another kind of problem, I think.
I think it's too bad that he likely won't be able to get to keep his BlackBerry because I really want a president who is tech savvy to have the tools that he needs to stay in touch with the world and sort of govern in a new way through technology. But if we take the tools away from him, he can't do that as well.
Well, I think that is a shame, email has been around for a long time. And even though I guess we could argue that there haven't been very many tech savvy presidents up to this point, I believe that George Bush had to relinquish his personal email address. It's just in this internet age and in this interconnected life that we live today, I mean, it would be wonderful if our president could directly correspond with whoever he wants, and be connected to the people. The problem is it's also a very scary world when you think about how interconnected everything is. And communications is really a key part of his job, and making sure that line of communication is secure is really important, too. So I think that there's a trade-off. I mean, I wish that he could have his BlackBerry and type away all he wants, but I have a feeling that this is going to be a losing battle for him.
Maggie Reardon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Bye.
Maggie Reardon covers wireless technologies for CNetNews.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.